Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lisa, how are you? Hold on one second. I'll get everything connected. I'm just running a second or two late and hope everybody's doing good today. Lisa, are you there? I think you are probably. I just got to find you. Okay, how about that? And I love her. She's the best. And so hold on one second, guys, and I'll make sure that we get her on here too as well. And and then we'll have we'll have everybody where they need to be. Okay, how about that? Wouldn't that be fun? Okay. There, one second. So it's been a crazy week, huh? So far, but I'm glad we're all here. I'm glad we're getting back on schedule. Lisa and I have got a great show planned today. It's falling in love and staying in love. Right? Wouldn't that be great? If you're doing that already, my hat's off to you. Congratulations. So that being said, hold on one second and let me get my sweet friend here, and then we can move forward and do this. Okay? Ready? Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Hold on, we're gonna be there. Lisa.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me now?
I gotcha. You worked your magic,
yeah,
Carrie.
I know, sometimes this is like, right? But, it always says that because we rely so much now on technology system, it's amazing. So, anyway, how are you? How's your week going so far?
It's good. It's been busy, which I think like everybody, I don't know what it is. I mean, I know that there's the four planets are lining up tonight, so we should be able to see that after sunset. So I don't know if that has something to do with the craziness that's happening. But you know what? We're here and we're talking, and that's what we need to do today. So very blessed, Carrie. Thank you so much.
So good. Well, yeah, so we're all very blessed and everything. And so I'm going to send you something I found on in YouTube. And by the way, you guys, go watch my YouTube channel, Angel Coaches, because I'm putting some new things out there. Living with type 1 diabetes, living a life with type 1 diabetes, I'm putting that too out there as well. And Lisa, she's working with moms, other moms and children, adult children, right? Do they ever grow up? My daughter is giving me grief about something today. I was like, really? I love them, right? So anyway, I felt like, do you need me to find your book bag? Remember those days, finding the book bag? Okay.
Yes, I remember those
days
very well.
Yeah. Yeah, I bought it in. You moved it. No, it didn't. Right. So anyway, you find it. I was like, I remember looking at it. I go, this book bag is a mess. No, it's not. Okay. Anyway, she got caught on it a few times. But she's a good kid. She's a good young adult, sorry. And she's my daughter. So I know you've got two of them and a grandson. And you want to have another grandbaby. I know your children do as well. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about that? Won't that be fun? Yeah, I think it will.
You know, if it's God's will, then it will happen. You know, I know that, Michael and my daughter-in-law, my older son Michael and daughter-in-law Danielle, I mean, they are just amazing parents. Absolutely. I love watching them raise Asher, my grandson. And the love that these three human beings have for each other is indescribable. And I know that there's many people that are listening now or later that have grandchildren or that have, family members or even friends in their life where you just look at them and you're like, oh my gosh, I just want to be like them when I grow up.
Yeah, right?
So,
exactly.
Yes, but thank you so much for asking. And as far as, about our children, I still call my two boys kids. I mean, they're my kids. They're my children and they always will be. So until we're, of not on this earth physically, then I will always refer to them as my kids, and you'll always be kids, in my opinion.
Right. No, I hear you. And with my daughter, I was talking to her, and she's, you know, she gets her mind made up about something. She goes, I want you to be here with me, and I want you to come to this with me. I was like, well, aye, Captain, not a problem, right? I was like, it's going to get grounded, you know. And but I'm pretty laid back and easygoing. I'm not extremely bossy.
You are.
Neither have I ever been, you know, I just don't do that very well, nor do I want to do it very well. But my daughter, she's got her own mind made up about things, and like your sons do. And, yeah, so you just love them through it, and you're like, okay, I'll just stay away for a little bit. There so, you know, and, you know, so it's all good. But, yeah, they've got their own agenda right now, don't they? And that's a good thing. So,
and you
Asher,
know, I always look at it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go, please. I want to hear what you say.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's always a good thing when your children want to spend time with you. So, like, if your daughter is saying, Mom, I want you here, I want you with me, I want to do things with you, I want to be with you. I mean, and I get that you have your own separate lives, but she still is your daughter. You're still her mother. I just look at it this way. Anytime either one of my children say to me, I want to see you, I'm just like, okay, everything is dropped. All my schedules are changed, and my children come first. And whether that's a good or a bad thing, I don't know. But for me, when they approach me, it's like, oh, my God, that's all I ever wanted is for my kids to actually want to spend time with me, especially at this point in life. So that's just, you know, my feelings. Yeah.
No. And I agree with that. You know, and you know, she's a thinker, this mine is. And so she's thinking. And I was like, I'm not changing my mind about this. I said, you can do whatever you want. I go, I'm cool with that. And she goes, you know what? Sometimes you're so hard to talk to because you only see your way. I go, no, I just don't see yours. That's what you want me to do.
That's good. I like that, Tori.
Yeah, right? I'm like, okay. But, you know, so we do what we do. And we love them through it, right? So
yes.
I told my daughter, I said, no, she goes, I'm not having kids for a while. I go, great. And I said, you make sure that you can support them. Oh, no worries, Mom.
Yeah.
I will do that. You know, so she goes, I go, great. I look forward to that. Right? So, you know, but she's funny. And, you know, we got
don't
to
go. It's more, too, of not even just like a financial support, but you need to be emotionally supportive as well. And that can be challenging.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you something. Yeah. I don't know if your son or daughter or daughter-in-law or your other two have went to therapy or counseling or whatever, but my daughter has. And my sister-in-law, ex-sister-in-law, she found something, because she's a therapist, she found something emotional, anonymous, and you know, that, and my daughter likes it. She says, you can say what you want, and you feel whatever you do, and they do it. And so they go, I am powerless against my emotions. I go, now that is a great line to stay mad. That's what I say.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, but it works, and Heather loves it. And so I didn't even know that existed, but she's been going to it for a few years, and it gets a lot out of it. And so I listened in last night. I learned something, and this guy, he says, and who is this lady here? Her name is, he mispronounced my name, as everyone does. I go, that's me. That's Taria. I said, I'm Heather's mom. He says, well, we're so glad you made it. And I was like,
good.
Yeah, you know, so anyway, but I learned a lot, and I'm powerless against my emotions. I don't know how many times we all feel that, right? Especially we're talking about falling in love and staying in love, right? And that can be hard, I think. What's your thoughts on that as well?
It can be hard if it's not meant to be.
Okay.
So for me, when I met my husband, and those that have been listening to the show know the story, but when I met him, it was like an immediate connection. It wasn't automatically falling in love. It was over the course of time that I loved him as well as liked him. And that's the difference is for me. So you can love somebody, but you need to like them. And I think that's what the falling in love is that this is somebody that you want to be with no matter what, you know, and I have a lot of female friends. I mean, a ton of female friends. I'm very blessed, you know, I guess I shouldn't say friends, but I have a lot of female acquaintances socially that I do things with. And I love spending time with them. Please don't take this wrong. If I had my choice, I would rather spend my time with my husband than with my girlfriend.
And well, that's saying something right there. That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's no knock against the friendships that I have, because I do have a handful of really good girlfriends that I really enjoy spending time with. I enjoy talking with them just about life or, you know, laughing or what have you. But when push comes to shove, like I said, I would much rather spend time with my husband. And I think that that's part of this relationship equation, that you have to want and enjoy and like this person that you're in this relationship with, or it's not going to be like a falling in love and staying in love consequence. Does that make any sense? I feel like I'm kind of talking.
Absolutely. No. I understand exactly. So there's a book in the Bible called Song of Solomon. Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
Song of.
Yes.
And Song of Solomon. And so about 6 months ago, I got a message from, you know, God and Jesus and Holy Spirit and all God's angels to read that book. I tried reading it, and it didn't. It was too hard for me to understand. Okay, because it wasn't written like tomorrow we're going to go to whatever and go do this, right? It was very much in the way they talk, okay, in biblical times, like daughters of Jerusalem, save yourself until you're married. I was like, yeah, let me see how that will fly with daughters of Jerusalem, right? Because, you know, saving yourself until you get married is not a popular belief, right? But although it's something that I want to do. I mean, I have a daughter, so, you know, I've had sex before. I don't mean to be so rude, but I said I would not be intimate with the man until I marry him, okay? Which is something I had always wanted to do, and how I got off that. But, so that's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? I feel like that's what I would like to do. How about that better? And I have everything inside of me saying, just do it. And so that's what I'm going to do. And, the woman's talking about what I really loved about it. And you'll like this, is that when they get together, they're very shy and they don't know really how to talk to each other. And it shows the growth as they're getting older and becoming more comfortable with each other, how the growth is. And I was like, oh, man, I would like to have a relationship like this. Song of Solomon, read it. I would get the Bible app that I use, because what it does is it breaks it down for you and you understand it. And it's really cool. So I'm going to look it up right now. Anyway, but it's called the Holy Bible app, okay? And you know, I just wrote that in there, and then it brought up a bunch of stuff about Song of Solomon. But a great love story, and it's the kind of love story I would like to have, you know? And it's not lewd or anything. It's just about love. And love not getting older, but getting wiser. And what he and she does together, amazing, all right? So I would recommend anybody read that, right? And like I said, I don't know a lot about the Bible, but I got into this Holy Bible app, and it, you know, like I wanted something to, to help me understand control. I also wanted something to help me understand judgment, right? Do you ever feel like you're too judgmental? I do. And, and so I said, God, I need some help with that, right? Because I want to be a better version of myself. you know, and so I know that's something I need to work on. How about you? Do you feel things that you got to work on, or even some people don't even think about that? My cousin said, I really have to work and make money. I go, well, there's more to life than that. I'm not being disrespectful, but yeah. So I agree with you.
I do. And yes, you know, I personally need to work on patience and tolerance, because those two characteristics are definitely getting tested with me of late. You know, I do watch my grandson. My husband and I have our grandson with us 3 days a week. He's 3 years old. Love him beyond words. At three, oh, my goodness. Patience and tolerance is definitely being tested these days, because it's like, oh, my goodness, the meltdowns that happen, the temper tantrums that are happening when he doesn't get his way, you know, so on and so forth. And that's a whole other situation. But, you know, when
I love
you talk
that
about
it. So can I say something? Yesterday, Lisa sent me a little video of Asher washing dishes. I'm cleaning. I was like, I love that. I go, you need to make sure he does that. I'm cleaning. Lisa's got him trained well. Okay. I'm teasing when I say that, but he really enjoys that. I hope he always enjoys it. Okay. Cause you know, cause the older he gets, the better he's going to get at it. Right. Not that he's bad now, cause he's not, but he's over there like washing the dishes and doing those things. But and he enjoys it. Right. So
he
wants
does.
To help.
He
right.
Loves it. Everything I do, he wants to do. If I'm baking or if I'm cooking, he wants to be right there with me. Like yesterday, he wanted to play in the flour. So I got him a couple little bowls, and we were playing with the flour back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. When we're cooking, he wants to be up here, you know, on the counter and help me cook. And I'm like, oh, this is great, but that's like, at the same time, I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be a little challenging. So this is where my patience and tolerance level is definitely being tested. We're very blessed to have this time with him, because I know not a lot of grandparents don't get to spend this kind of quality time with their grandkids, and I am very fortunate with that. But getting back to this whole, you know, falling in love and staying in love, you know, I do believe that you have to like the person that you're in the relationship enough to say, this is who I would rather be spending my time with. And
I agree with that.
Definitely have your balance. I mean, and I know we've talked about this before, you know, you want to do your thing. My husband does his thing, but in the end, you know, ultimately, we just like to enjoy time together. I mean, I guess my advice for those that are out there looking for this, you know, falling in love and staying in love, is that you want to find somebody in your life that you just truly do like and truly do want to spend time with. I think it makes a big difference in the success of your relationship. I don't know. What do you think, right, Tari?
I agree with you. So you want to find someone that you like as well as falling in love with. And I agree 100%+ with that, because, like I said, I was reading the Song of Solomon. And you guys, if you do that, get the Holy Bible app, and you can go to the app store and get it, because what it will do, it will break everything down for you and amazing. And so you understand it better. Right. So, but when I saw that relationship last night, and because I read a few, you know, not only the things about it, because they were quoting it, but they were also explaining it, I was like, this is amazing. And I got really excited about it, you know, too, as well. So, but it will help you understand. And there's nothing like it, I don't think, you know. So, but yeah. And you know, you can get close to your man or your woman with this. I know you and your sweetheart, you guys are best friends, aren't you? I mean, that's what my takeaway is with you two.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I say, you know, when I first met him, yes, there was an immediate connection, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm head over heels in love with this man. that's not what the feelings were. The feelings for me were, God, this guy's really cool. I really enjoy talking to him. I really enjoy spending time with him. I mean, we found out we had a lot of similar interests. You know, while he was a country boy, and I'll just put it that way, he was a country, and he still is, country boy. I'm a city girl. But we both just really melded together with our values about life, our values about family, our values about, I'll just say, our country. Like, we're very much, you know, adamant about being, you know, in the United States of America and the values that our family brought to us and, you know, just the traditions. And while they might be extremely different and polar opposite, the fact that we have them brought us even closer together. So you can have I think you can have opposite dynamics, but the fact that those dynamics are still the same makes a world of difference. So my you know, input on all of this is you have to really, really, really like the person that you're in a relationship with, and that will allow the falling in love and then the staying in love to
happen.
To continue
happen.
And to blossom and to grow.
That's amazing. I like it. So you guys are growing, obviously, and you know, and let me ask you this, and I know the answer to this is myself. If I totally get into, and I'm not talking about sex because I've never been a part to do, I don't do that casually. Okay, I'll just say it like that. But if I'm kissing somebody right off the bat too much and it's super physical, then it'll fizzle out. What starts like that will end like that in a New York second. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
So I'm very careful about that. Are you? I mean, I know you and Rick have been together for forever, but I say forever, but it's been a few years. But I'm going to ask you this, you don't have to answer. Was the physical side, was that charging forward, or was that something that took time? For me, it always takes time. It has charged forward, but I don't like it because then I'm like, oh, I'm done here. I know that, you know, so because I don't want to do that right off the bat. That's me. How are you with that? And do you have grief from the guy?
You beyond 1,000,000%, because, and I don't know if you and I've talked about this on the show. I know we've talked about it, you know, one-on-one off the show. Sex to me is just, it's like a benefit. It's not something that I needed or I need in my life. It just comes naturally. With my husband and I, was there a physical attraction? Absolutely. But it's not like, oh my God, if I don't go and have sex with this man, then my life isn't fulfilled. That's not at all how it was. And I wish I could put into words how this whole situation happened. But like I said, it just, I really, really liked this person. And I really enjoyed his company and the things that we shared together. And I know that you value, like I do, you know, that intimacy. It's not something that I'm going to do like right off the bat. You know, I need some reassurance. I need some comfort. I need to know things about this person. Like, again, values, foundations. You know, faith does have a lot to do with it. You know, are these people spiritual? In my case, I needed somebody that was spiritually inclined. I don't want to use the word religious because that could mean...
Right, I get it.
I don't know. It's just a little different. But anyhow, I mean, just knowing that I had a foundation with this person that was parallel to my beliefs made a big difference in where we moved and how we moved forward. And I know that
right.
You're looking for that as well, Tari. You know, having somebody in your life that believe in Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit. Like, you want to have that connection. And I think that that's vitally important. Yes, vitally important in how you proceed with a relationship. So I guess to our listener, you need to make the decision as to what is so important to you that you're not willing to compromise.
Okay. Right. Being a believer, because I'm a believer, and I think that is huge with me. You can call yourself a Christian, you can call yourself a believer, but if you tell me you're a Christian, I'm going to make sure, for me, because this is important, I'm going to make sure that you've accepted Jesus in your heart, okay, and asked for his forgiveness and believe he died on the cross for you. I'm going to find that out, right? And not that I'm a whatever you want to call me, but that for me is a deal breaker. Other people have deal breakers. My cousin, she doesn't drink anything, right? That's a deal breaker for her. Not for me. I don't really care about if somebody drinks. Okay, so you got to figure out what you'll compromise on and what you won't. So believing in Jesus is something, in God and the Holy Spirit, that's something I won't compromise on. And smoking, I will not date a smoker. I just will not do that. And that's me. But other people are okay with that. And there's things I'll tolerate that other people won't, right? So you got to figure that out before you get involved, and that's what I've done. And so I came down to narrow it down to no smoking, right? And you got to be a believer, a practicing believer. So we'll see. And that's important to me, right? So, like, do you have something that it's important to you? I know for you, being loyal is important. And that is to me, too, but I've never attracted that except somebody who's loyal. So that's important to you. What is another fact or something else that's important to you? Like, I have the Christian
Right. Right. Okay. For me, it's respect for each other. We still to this day say thank you and please to each other. Hey, I need you to do this, or you need to do this, or do this. It was like, hey, if you have a chance, would you mind stopping at the store and picking this up? Or, hey, when you have time, would you mind doing this? Or, thank you for helping me clean up after dinner. Or, thank you for helping me with the dog, or helping me with, Asher, or whatever. I mean, it's just, please and thank you to me carry so much weight. It's
right,
common courtesy. It's respect. I don't have an expectation with my husband, nor do I have an expectation with any of my friends. I mean, I don't put that kind of regard on them. It's still very much an appreciation and respect for each other. And that, to
I like
me,
that.
Continues to help our relationship flourish. We still say, I love you when we go to bed at night. We still, embrace each other before we fall asleep. We still say, thank you so much for a great day. I mean, we're just constantly showing respect for each other. And I think that's a big factor, at least for me and for my husband. And that's what's helped us in our relationship. Just don't take each other for granted. Show respect.
Right. No, I agree. Show respect. Exactly. So, like I said, I do that myself with, and I always want to be in love with the same man. We'll have challenges. I get that. But we all have challenges in something. But I'm not going to kick into the curb because of that. I won't do that. Yeah. And so, but I'm going to say this one more time. Read the Song of Solomon, I swear. And get the Holy Bible, like from the App Store. It's a small, but what it does is you open the chapters up and it will have like something like anger, control, and it will give you stories. It will give you Bible verses. It's amazing. Okay. And it's really helped me. So anyway.
I agree with you there, Tari. And just as a quick side note, that Holy Bible app is what allowed me to forgive my youngest son for things that he and I had been going through. And I will never forget that day as long as I live. I was going through the app, and I just did a search on forgiveness, and I came home, and I'm like, I need to call him and forgive him for how he has treated me. And I, to this day, refer to that Holy Bible app. It definitely is life-changing. So if you're questioning love, if you're questioning commitment, if you're, you know, questioning values or, you know, beliefs, just put that in the Bible app and you'll find amazing verses about
and stories.
Any characteristics and stories.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I've done. And I've gotten closer, more close to God. And so I think that's key right there. So, but listen, we're out of time and I'm getting ready to go run in my run class. And I'm excited about that. So I'm getting to be a better runner. Imagine that. And so it takes drive and it takes practice. Oh my gosh, right? And so you guys keep me in your thoughts and prayers, and I'll keep you guys in my thoughts and prayers. And Lisa, I will you as well. And thank you for sharing your little grandson with us. And I love him. He's a cutie. So anyway,
well,
he's a joy to hear about.
Well, we love you, Marie. Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, as always.
Oh, you betcha. All right, everybody, we'll talk to you next week, and you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Take care. Bye.